Witnessing Adventures by Maria Fontaine.
Peter and I always try to give a tract and tip to bus and taxi drivers and to any other service personnel we meet. As is our custom, I had given a tract to a bus driver with a "God bless you" and thought no more about it. On our return from our trip to India in 2009, I again gave a tract to the same driver, not recognizing him and not realizing I had already given him one several weeks before. As soon as this man saw the tract, he became very excited. He waved it in my face and enthusiastically exclaimed, "You gave me this. Last time you gave me this." Before I realized what was going on, he had thrown his arms around me and given me a huge hug. Though it was difficult to understand him because of his broken English, I gathered that it was because of the tract that he had gotten a job that he desperately needed. Here's what Jesus had to say when we prayed about him later. Carl was working part-time driving the bus. He had been struggling for months to make ends meet with the present economic situation. He had been trying so hard to find a job and had become discouraged. Even though he knows me, because of these difficulties, he began to doubt my love for him. The first day you met him, he was on the brink of despair. Then you gave him that tract, and I was able to speak straight to his heart through it. He finally realized that he'd been so busy trying to work things out himself that he wasn't trusting in my love for him and his family. He felt my spirit encouraging him that something good was about to happen. That tract was the key that lifted his faith when it was at its lowest and helped to turn his situation around. The young man at the airport and the aura. In Bangalore, while we were pushing our cart of luggage through the airport to the security check, we had slowed to a virtual stop, waiting for those in front of us. With nothing to do but stand there, I glanced around, and along the wall to my right was a row of people sitting. One young man stood out from the rest because he was smiling sweetly at me. As usual, when someone stands out for one reason or another, I take it as the Lord urging me to do something about it. And usually, what he wants me to do is give the person a tract. I took a "Somebody Loves You" tract and walked over to the young man and handed it to him with the words, "Here's something for you." Then I had to quickly go back to my luggage cart as the line of people began moving on. We went through security and then to the check-in desk, and while we were standing there, all of a sudden the young man appeared, obviously wanting to speak to me. He said, "This is so beautiful." I wanted to talk to him more, but we needed to proceed quickly to our gate. I was comforted, however, that an address was on the tract, and that if he wanted to get in touch, he would be able to. Later, when we got home and prayed about this encounter, the Lord said, "Some of the most important events are set in motion because someone heard my voice and followed it. It often doesn't take a great deal of time, but can result in souls saved for all eternity." As this young man read the tract, he knew that it was a message from God and the answer he had been seeking. He searched the airport trying to find you and finally did. When he came up to you, he had 1,000 questions running through his mind. But all he could do was show his appreciation by telling you how beautiful the message was. He had received me when he read the tract, and when he got home, his family saw inner strength and a smile on his face. He read the tract to them and then prayed with them. Encounter with a crippled man. After we had boarded our plane to Delhi and everyone was seated and the doors were about to close, one more man boarded and started down the aisle. He was severely crippled, and his walk was very labored and slow with a serious limp. All of us passengers were watching this man come down that long aisle. I felt very bad for him as he was on display, with every painful step being watched by over 100 people. When he reached my seat, I put my hand out and touched his arm to get his attention. When he paused, I told him, "You have such a sweet smile and a very sweet spirit." He said, "Thank you," and smiled and proceeded to the back of the plane. Later, I went to the back to use the restroom. I had forgotten all about this man. However, who should I meet coming out of the restroom as I was waiting to go in but this sweet man? He recognized me and looked into my eyes and said, "Thank you for being so kind." I had only enough time to say, "You're very welcome," but I turned and noted where he sat down. As I passed him on the way back to my seat, I turned to him and said, "I wish I could talk to you, but at least I'd like to give you these messages." And I gave him two tracts. He took them, smiled, and thanked me. After our trip was over and we were home again, the Lord reminded me of this man and said the following about the tracts I gave him. "I use whatever is most effective to reach someone with my love. Even a little piece of paper with words of truth and the message of salvation can be worth more than all the world's gold in reaching a lost soul." A Sikh couple receives a message. On our last evening in Goa, we were paying our bill when I noticed a young man with a long ponytail and beard at the reception counter. I smiled at him and he smiled back. I walked over with the intention of giving him a tract. I engaged him in conversation for a few seconds and then his young wife came up. I began talking to both of them. I gave him the tract and he immediately wanted to have my email, which I gave him. He told us that they were Sikhs and that he was a BPO, involved in business process outsourcing. We mentioned that we would be in Delhi in a couple weeks. They were very congenial and asked us to come and see them when we got there. When Peter and I prayed afterward, the Lord said that meeting us was one step in their journey to find the truth, and that this would probably be a long journey for them, but that we had planted the seeds and we should pray for them and be patient. The next morning, when we were ready to leave the hotel, this young couple was seated in the lobby. This time, the young man had his hair up in the traditional Sikh turban. We said hello, exchanged a few more pleasantries, and took a photo together. We were on our way to Mumbai, and they were going to go to the airport a little later to travel home to Delhi. While we were in the airport, it so happened that I saw them three more times as I walked around. I was able to have another short conversation with the young man, telling him a bit about why we were in India and about our Christian communities there. When we asked the Lord about this couple, he said, "In their own way, Sikhs accept some of the principles of Christianity. They reject things such as the caste system, and while they see God in His creation, they don't worship the creation. They seek to understand God with their heart rather than their mind and to learn all they can about God. The tract you gave them related closely with what they understand of God, and they sensed your sincere spirits and the joy and spiritual power that you carry. These two, like many other Sikhs, are sincere. They are searchers at heart, seeking truth. There is much in their religion that is not right, but if you search for and build on the common ground, they will often be willing to accept you and work together with you. Many young Sikhs are more open to outside influence and are searching for something that can take their core beliefs to a new and more meaningful level. These have been raised to have a high standard of what is right. They see the evil of the world and desire a way to reach out to others so they can help the oppressed." Meeting a woman at the Mumbai hotel. While sitting in the reception area of our hotel in Mumbai, I happened to look up and saw a woman across the lobby walking with several friends who was smiling at me. This was another one of those situations where I felt like I should do something, but I hesitated because the woman had already walked out of the reception area and I figured that she would be in her car by now. But following the Lord's continued urging, I quickly got up and ran after the woman to see if she was still around. I introduced myself and offered her a tract. Afterward, we went back to the front desk so that she could give us her address. This woman turned out to be very precious. A young man on the plane. On one of our flights, I met a young man. I never got a chance to converse with him, but the Lord did. I was sitting in an aisle seat. The stewardesses were in the row behind me, blocking the aisle with their food trolley. The young man stood leaning on the side of the seat across from me, waiting for the aisle to be free. He was about 30 years old and had a modern manner and dress and also seemed to have a very sweet spirit. I thought, the Lord wants me to give him a tract. So I said, "You look like you don't have anything to do for a couple of minutes. Would you like to read this?" as I offered him the tract. He took it and stood there and read it through. Then he read it a second time, and I believe he was starting on his third time. I prayed desperately that the Lord would touch his heart. Finally, as the trolley moved on, he looked at me and smiled, and in a very sincere way said, "Thank you." Jesus, if you're faithful to give my words even in small ways, I promise that they will not return void. Your part is to be faithful to share those words of truth and spiritual nourishment so that they can touch and change the hearts of others and ultimately draw them to me.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.